Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Get yourself into a relaxed position and uncross your limbs. Please, if you are sitting, put your feet flat on the floor, and that will help your circulation. This is very important. One of the things we are going to do in this meditation is bring in energy, and in order to take full advantage of it, we need good circulation, and so that is why we do the relaxation techniques first, and then we call the energies in. It's because if we're relaxed, we can better utilize the energy that comes in. So, first let's relax. Let's start with a cleansing breath. Breathe in. Hold it for just a second, then breathe out. And a long sigh. And already you can feel that that started to relax your body. We're going to do that three more times. And this time, when you breathe in, think of yourself taking in life force, which is what you're doing because you're taking in air. And the oxygen in there is helping you live. So, think of yourself as taking in life force and think of yourself as letting out things that you don't need. Okay. Breathe. In. Hold it just a second. And breathe out again. Again. And make sure you are breathing fully and not shallowly. In order to breathe fully, your ribcage should be expanding. One more time. Okay, you should already feel a little bit better because a lot of people breathe too shallowly, especially in the Western culture. And so it's very necessary for us to stop and think about it a minute and remember to actually breathe fully. This way, you'll get more energy and you will relax your body faster. And you will also clear things out of your system. You really are breathing out things you don't need. One of the ways that you get rid of things is you respirate through the lungs. So, respirating and breathing fully will actually help you get rid of some toxins and things. Okay. And now that we have some attention put on our breathing and we know that we're breathing fully, now let's do some relaxation further. Let's imagine, as I like to use the tree meditation, because really our system is very tree-like, let's put our roots in the earth and our branches in the sky. You can imagine that very easily because we've all seen trees. And as we sink our roots deep into the earth, imagine them going down and we see our branches growing up and just about evenly because trees are about as deep as they are tall. Okay, and now that you've got yourself all kind of nice and stretched out energetically, let's start at our feet, at our roots, and feel warmth. Move your feet a little bit if you need to, or wiggle your toes, and make sure they're nice and comfortable. And then feel the relaxation warmth in your toes, in your feet, in your ankles, in your calves, and in your knees. Feel warm. Feel it moving up to your knees, and as you do, take note of any stress or tension and release it now gently. And if you need to just breathe a little to do that, just breathe. Let the tension go, let it drain out to be recycled into something finer. And move it up, the warmth up into your thighs and up into your hips, and up into your abdomen. Let it feel nice and warm. And we're asking for the circulation to be good, and all the organs to come into equilibrium and balance, and perform their function perfectly. And release any stress or tension in these areas. Let it drain out your glutes or breathe it out. Then bring it up some more into your middle. Here is your solar plexus area. And this is rather important. From here on up, we get less and less physical with it, so this is just physical one. It's really physical. So let's make sure that it's really clear. This is the seat of your personal power, so it needs to be really clear. So let's relax it, release the stress there, release the tension. All of the internal organs coming into a state of perfect balance, perfect functioning, and the circulation increasing, and the warmth increasing. And then bring it up into your heart area and your lungs. Breathe again. Let the stress and tension out. Let all the internal organs come into a state of perfect balance and harmony and perfect functioning. Let any remaining stress or tension drain out your roots into the earth. Just breathe it away. And then bring the warmth up into your shoulders. And as you bring the warmth up into your shoulders, you can shrug them a little bit if you need to get them comfortable. And release any stress or tension there. Let everything come into harmony and perfect balance. And now, relax the spine. Feel warmth coming up. Spine and relaxation, and allow the stress or tension to also ease away and drain out of that area. Let the muscles and everything hold themselves in perfect balance. Let everything come into perfect alignment as much as you possibly can. Now, the warmth goes into our upper arms. Let it fill your upper arms, coming down into the elbows, and then the lower arms, and then the hands, and then the fingers. And as you feel the warmth, release the tension. Let it drain out your roots, or breathe it away. To breathe through all of this, it's very important. If you ever catch yourself holding your breath, breathe again, breathe deep. can't really do it wrong if you catch yourself doing something that you're not, it's not favorable, you just start doing it favorably again. There's no bad here. There you go. Now, you might feel your hands really start to warm up. There are chakra areas in your hands, and this is why laying on of hands you hear about, or also this is the openings we use to do Reiki. So, let us now bring the warmth up into our neck and our throat. And let that area be nice and relaxed and clear. Let the muscles and the structures in there all come into equilibrium and balance and function perfectly. And then we bring it up into our jaw. Let the jaw relax. Let the tongue relax. Breathe. Relax the muscles in your cheeks, muscles around your nose, the muscles around your eyes, your eye muscles relax, your forehead, your eyebrows, let them relax, and your scalp. Feel the warmth. May everything come into alignment, perfect balance, perfect functioning, in harmony with the rest of the body. Breathe and release any tension that you find. Wear a peaceful expression. And simply feel the warmth and the relaxation and the energy circulating in your body just as it is now. And let any stress or tension drain out through your roots, or just breathe it away. And if it's quiet enough where you are, you might hear some tones. If you do, one of the things you might hear is the sound of your blood circulating, or you might hear your own heartbeat if it's quiet enough. If you do hear tones, don't be alarmed, because you can hear them, and you can hear energy. I can hear it. So if you do, just allow that to happen and allow that to come. One day it will be very instructive for you to hear that. It will be very comforting to you. And you might even hear the Om of the planet. That sound, the planetary Om. It's a frequency. It's a sound. You can hear it. When it's quiet and you're quiet enough. All right. Now, we're going to pull some energy up from the earth. She has plenty for us. We live in the life force of this planet all the time. But we don't always take our full measure. So let us draw it up through our roots now. Let us imagine it coming up through a giant crystal under our feet. Coming up through our roots, coming up through our trunk, into our branches. Sending the energy upward to the many suns. Our sun and all of the other ones out there that we call stars. if you feel like raising your arms up at this time to do that, that is perfectly okay. I frequently do that. Feel that connection. And then pull the energy down. Down through your branches, down through your trunk, down into your roots, and down back into the earth, the answering energy. And then as that connection is made, feel how much better that feels. Now you are in balance between the earth and the sky. And you should be feeling a lot better, even at this stage. Now, allow your energy cocoon that's always there, but allow yourself to visualize your web, your own tapestry of light that is you. You are actually a beautiful coruscating tapestry of energy, of light and color. This is how you appear to the other eyes. Yes. The third eye can see your energy pattern. See your colors. And let your beautiful colors weave themselves into a pattern for you to see. Yes, we are asking for development of aura reading, or at least aura visualization. Now, as you see yourself becoming a pattern of energy, okay, now, in through the crown chakra we call the Reiki energy, which should feel very warm. You may not immediately feel it, but there's a very good chance that you will, after a bit, that your palms of your hands start to heat up, or perhaps your feet. And in fact, a lot of times people who have that situation where they feel the palms of their hands get hot or their feet get hot, it's actually their own Kundalini energy moving around, and it's actually a natural occurrence. It's not really an illness at all. It's actually just a manifestation of something that is very normal. It's an energy flow. These points, these openings in the soles of your feet and your hands, make it possible for us to transfer energy easily through ourselves, from the divine and into another being. This is the Reiki energy. I would also call the grace energy now, which will feel a little cooler. And to me, kind of feels watery. But I hear it feels a little different to different people, so whatever it feels like to you is correct. But I call the grace energy, and let these energies flow and circulate. Never try to stop them, because anywhere that you have pain is actually an area of restricted flow. This is why acupressure and acupuncture and so on work, as they unblock these energy-restricted areas and allow things to move more easily. That is the theory behind this. And it works quite well. And it makes a great visualization because in your mind you can see yourself. You can see the palms of your hands and feet. The soles of your feet. You can feel the energy radiate. If you pay attention. Alright. And I've been given a third energy to bring in. It is called the Resurrection Flame. It is presided over by the beings that some call Jesus and Mother Mary. And so for now, we will use those names. But it is the energy of resurrection. It is rejuvenation. It is being able to revive cells, areas of your life, many different things. We call it in to weave itself into our energy matrix so that we may resurrect that which we need to when we need to. Now let all of these energies weave themselves into your energy matrix, into your personal tapestry. Let the energy circulate. And the most typical way for it to be seen is to be coming up from the ground, up through your body, and out your crown, down into the ground, and in that manner back up to your roots. And also simultaneously, the exact opposite way, down through your crown, out of your roots, and back up through your crown again. Allow this energy to circulate. And now all of your 144 chakra points, the energy coming out from each one of those, the smaller loops in between, the large strands, let them form and become stronger. Now just breathe a while and enjoy this feeling, this sensation of well-being, the sensation of just being at peace and at home in your body. Invite all of the areas of your psyche to enjoy this. Let them bask in the healing of it. If your guides wish to speak to you, I would say let us take a moment and ask if there is any message that our guides would like to impart to us at this time while we are relaxed and receptive. All right. Thank your guides for any knowledge that they have given you or any messages that you have received. And trust that even if you don't understand or feel it right now, that it will unpack itself later, and you will have a realization of some sort later on. It often happens that way. And now that you're relaxed and energized, keep that feeling. Right now, ask for what you need before we return fully. Right now, if you have a need, ask. If you have something that needs healed, if you have something that needs done, needs to come into your life or needs to be resurrected, if you have something that needs to leave your life, if you have something you need, you can now ask. Sure that there is something that all of you have. Don't worry if you don't get everything in this session. You can always replay this as many times as you need. And do it all over again. That's why we have a podcast. We are in a wonderful era of technology, and now I would love to send my own thoughts of healing, my thoughts of love, respect, and gratitude to everybody who is listening. I am honored to be your facilitator, and I am grateful to be able to bring this to you. Gently bring your consciousness back into your physical reality, into your physical surroundings, and into Second Life, if you are joining us from Second Life, to your Abbey. And when you are back, please respond in some way. And if you are listening to this on a tape, this is not necessary. This concludes meditation portion for this evening. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.